Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Super Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
You said with the winter coming around, food donations are very high. Go ahead and get right into it.
Good. It's definitely hard to believe that the holidays are just around the corner. It seems like the year has gone pretty fast. I know with the holidays, it seems to come naturally for many people to make plans to make some donations to local food pantries or food banks. As you plan some of those donations this holiday season, you might consider maybe some healthier options as well as some food safety when giving to those in need. Oftentimes, you may see some blessing boxes in many communities, and those can offer some easy access to food. Because those are often found outside and may be subject to fluctuations in temperature, especially as we go into the winter season. Not all food items may be safe, so you want to make sure to consider what you're donating and placing in those boxes, especially if food items require refrigeration. Some things to consider, you might consider donating some canned goods or dry mixes, cereals, crackers, granola bars. You might also think about non-food items as well, like can openers or hygiene products. And maybe consider avoiding like glass packaging in case things get dropped or broken, damaged canned goods, and avoid the open containers as well. When deciding food items to donate maybe to your local pantry or food bank, you might think about the five different food groups: fruits, vegetables, grains, proteins, and dairies. Fruits and vegetables are often one of the first things that come to mind when thinking about making donations. Think about when you're selecting those fruits, maybe thinking about donating some shelf-stable or canned fruits like peaches or pears, pineapples, or fruit cocktails that are packed in 100% juice or light syrup. Unsweetened applesauce is also another great option. Canned vegetables like corn, peas, carrots, mixed vegetables are also nutritious options, especially if you choose some that are low-sodium or no-salt added varieties. Another thing you might consider is donating various types of juices that are bottled or canned or come in individual packages. Tomato and vegetable juice blends, for example, are often needed when cooking a variety of cooking recipes. And don't forget to consider some of those healthier juice options as well, so making sure to read the labels and making sure that juice is 100% fruit juice. Pantries are often also in need of pastas or other packaged grain products. When considering these types of donations, maybe think about some whole grain options. Instant rice, for example, can come in whole grain or brown rice varieties. Consider some whole grain crackers or whole grain pastas, and cereals or oatmeals and granola bars are great options too. And finally, when thinking about protein, you might think about canned or shelf-stable packets of tuna or chicken or other meats that are packed in water. Beans that are both canned and in dry forms are also great options for adding proteins to soups or casseroles. And peanut butter can also be another great source of protein and another idea for maybe a non-perishable food item to donate. So you might also consider maybe some single-serve or pop-top-style containers for individuals and families who may be in living situations or circumstances where they may not have some access to a kitchen. And the cash donations to food pantries can also be a great option as well. So pantry can purchase maybe some fresh items, milk, fruits and vegetables, meats and breads, or some things that they know that that they are out of or maybe people would like to have on hand. You're always welcome to visit the Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu, where we've got additional information posted underneath the Health and Nutrition tab for donating foods to food pantries, and you're always also welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Well, always good to know what to give when you're giving. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Dean, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.